Porta had concocted a nest for himself between the caterpillar tracks, and he sat hunched up like a snow owl, his neck sunk deep into his shoulders. Between his legs crouched the legionnaire, his teeth chattering and his face mauve. For the moment, our hectic advance had been called to a halt. None of us knew why, and frankly none of us was very much bothered. War was still war whether the column advanced or whether it stood still. Much we cared. Julius Haider, who had dug himself into a hole in the snow, suggested a game of pontoon, but our hands were too numb to hold the cards. The legionnaire, indeed, had serious frostbite on both fingers and ears, and the ointment used for treatment seemed only to aggravate the condition. Porta had jettisoned his supply on the very first day, complaining that it stank of catchet. After a bit, Der Alte appeared, fighting his way towards us against the wind. We looked up at him questioningly, knowing that he'd come straight from the CO. "Well," said Porta. The old man didn't reply immediately. He tossed his gun to the ground and more cautiously lowered himself onto the snow beside it. The next step was the ritual lighting of the pipe, the famous old pipe with a cover over the bowl, which he had made himself. The legionnaire handed over his lighter. It was the very best lighter in all the world and had never yet been known to fail. It, too, was homemade, manufactured from an old lead box, a razor blade, a few scraps of rag, and a piece of flint. "Well," insisted Porta, growing impatient, "what did he say?" Little John, beneath the tank, began beating at his thighs in an effort to restore circulation. "Christ Jesus, it's perishing!" Gingerly he rubbed the parchment cheeks of his face. "Did someone say spring was just around the corner?" "Like hell, it's bloody Christmas in 3 weeks," came the cheerless retort from Porter. "And I can tell you here and now that the only present you're likely to get is one in the head from Ivan." The old man with deadened fingers had pulled a map from his tunic pocket and was carefully spreading it out on the snow. "Here you are. This is where we're going." He pointed to a spot marked on the map. Little John crawled out from his resting place to take a look. "Kotilnikovo," said Alta, jabbing a finger on the map. 30 kilometers behind our front line. From Kotilnikovo, we take off in the direction of some place called Obilnoye to have a look at the Russian troops. See what they're doing. How many of them are doing it? In other words, it's a reconnaissance trip. And if, by any chance, we find ourselves cut off with no means of getting back, the old man smiled pleasantly, our orders are to try and make contact with the 4th Romanian Army, which is believed to be somewhere southwest of the Volga. At the moment, that is. God knows where it'll be when we want to get hold of it. Blown out of existence, probably. A moment of silence. A reverberating fart from Porter spoke more or less adequately for the entire group. "Who's got bats in the brain box, you or the CO? Ivan's not bloody blind, you know. He'll spot these tanks a bleeding mile off." The old man smiled again, his pleasant smile. "There's more to it than that. The best is yet to come. Just wait till you've heard it." He removed his pipe from his mouth and thoughtfully scratched his earlobe with a stem. "The idea is to dress up in Russian uniforms and move about behind the Russian lines in the 2 T-34s we captured off them." The legionnaire sat suddenly bolt upright. "That's the next best thing to suicide." His tone was accusing. "They've no right to do it. If Ivan catches us dressed up in his clothes like that, we're done for."
"It might be a quicker death than slowly freezing at Kolyma," murmured Alte. "On the whole, I think I should probably prefer it."
Without giving us the chance of further comment, he brought us to our feet and we slouched unsoldierly through the snow towards the CO's vehicle. Captain Lander had not been long with the battalion. He came from Lesvik, and he was known to be a fanatical Nazi. Dubious rumors linking his name...